ربنا ربنا.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
ربنا ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا يا حي ويا قيوم نور قلبنا.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we would like to discuss a topic which is concerned with the Quran, and that is the idea that there is no ikhtilaf, there's no contradiction in the Quran. I mean, the Quran, it doesn't contradict itself. There's a harmony, there's a unity in the Quran, which is one of the reasons why we as Muslims believe that this is a divine book and it's from God. Because if it was, as the Quran says, if it was from a being other than God, there would definitely be contradictions in it, there would be variation in it, and there would be disharmony in it. And in order to talk about why this is so, why the Quran is like this, because a lot of people have called this into question, we're going to narrate a story from Imam Askari. As you know, today is the anniversary of the martyrdom of Imam Hasan al-Askari, alayhi salam. And because of this, here at The Key and IRIB English Radio, we would like to offer our condolences to our esteemed listeners on this day. Let's look at this story, and then we can use it to answer the question that we posed. Abu al-Qasim al-Kufi narrates in the book At-Tabdil that Ishaq al-Kindi, who was a philosopher of his time in Iraq, decided to write about contradictions in the Quran. And he sat alone in his home, preoccupied with this task. One of his students visited Imam Hasan al-Askari one day, and the Imam asked him, "Is there not a rightly guided man among you who can stop your teacher Al-Kindi from this preoccupation that he has started with the Quran?" The student replied, "We are his students. How can we object to him on this or any other issue?" Abu Muhammad, meaning the Imam, said, "Will you then convey to him what I am telling you through yourself?" He said, "Yes." He, alayhi salam, said, "Go to him and offer your service to him in his task, as though you want to acquaint yourself with it and assist him therein. Once the acquaintance has developed, tell him, 'I have a question which I would like to ask you.' Certainly he will allow you. Then ask him, 'If someone who spoke only using verses of the Quran were to come to you, would it be possible for his intended speech to be different to what you have understood it to mean?' He will indeed tell you that it is possible, because he is a man who comprehends if he listens. So if he confirms this, then ask him, 'So that means that that which you have perceived might be different to what he meant, such that you might even be imposing a meaning to a word that is different to its original.' So the student went to Al-Kindi, acquainted himself with him, and politely mentioned the issue to him. He asked him to repeat the question, which he did. Then he pondered into it and thought it to be possible in language and acceptable conceptually. He then said, 'I swear by you to tell me from where you have learnt this argument.' He, the student, replied, 'It is just something that came to my mind, so I presented it to you.' He said, 'No way. Someone like you could not have been guided to this kind of argument, nor reached this position in learning. So tell me from where you have come up with this.' He replied, 'Abu Muhammad alayhi salam ordered me to tell you this.' He then said, 'Now you have told me. Something like this could only have come from that household.' He then asked for some fire and burnt all that he had written." Thank you for joining us here on The Key. we were looking at the non-existence of contradiction in the Quran in the light of the sayings of Imam Askari alayhi salam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Shiraz Hussein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy, on the program The Key on IRIB English Radio.
You can also send your questions to English Radio at irib.ir.